We're picking our Final Four at the beginning of the tournament.
An unconventional approach. We pick our teams based on themes rather than on skill. Sometimes they're sports related, but usually they're not. When you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy.
Either way, we do not mess around. We take this very seriously.
It's not something one does in between gigs. It's hard to look at them and see what speaks to you.
You have to focus.
This is actually the 14th year of our Final Four prediction show, but guess what?
This will be Leslie's first year.
Leslie's inaugural. I am very excited.
Are you talking?
Steve, you are so stupid. Clearly, she'll fit right in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the 14th annual Kathy and Judy Final Four prediction show. Get on your dance shoes, because it's time for the big dance.
Big dance. We are
the big dance.
Dance. Kathy, Judy, Steve, Leslie, and by phone from an undisclosed location, Dave Annett. Hey,
good morning.
Dave, are you really at some studio somewhere perfecting your Britney Spears video?
Shh, I was trying to keep quiet about that.
All right, where are you at, by the way?
Well, I got back from Tulsa, Oklahoma at a very indecent hour.
Oh, we're sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, it's good to be back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, to get that over with, right?
Well, just to be home.
Okay. Well, should we let Dave kick it off? Since
I think
Dave,
so.
Since sports is our Dave's life.
Livelihood.
Livelihood. Here's the deal. NCAA Final Four, we all pick our Final Four teams based on, well, Steve and Dave usually go with teams that have a chance of actually winning and then try to work a theme around it. The rest of us will often go with an unsports-related theme and really not give a rip if our teams can
win or not. And try and bend the teams around
the
theme.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, Dave, what's your theme for this year?
Well, my theme for this year, ladies, is economic downturn.
Oh, good theme. Very, very timely.
Yeah.
Very timely. All right. That's here. That's here.
All right. We'll start in the Midwest. We will go with Michigan State because the recent economic woes have forced many of us to live a more Spartan existence.
Oh, and because I thought you were going to tie it into Detroit and the automakers
and
all.
Spartan
existence.
No, it's
very
more of
good.
A reach than that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go to the West. And I was tempted here to go with Cornell, the Big Red, as in ink, but instead I'm going to go with Connecticut or UConn, as in you conned us into paying for those bonuses.
Very good.
And that
a number one seed.
A number one, right, yeah. Exactly.
They just happen to be. That's a pure coincidence.
And Michigan is a two. All right, in the East.
Let's go to the East. Pittsburgh or Pitt, because obviously it was a tough year in the trading pit.
Ah, okay.
And also a number one seed.
Again, just a coincidence. Okay. I didn't even look.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally in the South.
In the South. Again, this was a tough call for me.
Wait
I was
a minute. Let me see. Jude, we've got North Carolina's one, Oklahoma's two.
Sooner.
Rather than later? All right, let's see, Dave.
Well, I was going to go with a four, Gonzaga, as in your 401k has gone Zaga. But
not
I'm going
bad.
To go with Oklahoma or OU, as in I, OU.
You know, this
wow.
is your number two seed, and this is your best theme ever,
Absolutely, Dave.
You really,
you.
Really
Very
got
good.
The gig.
Very impressive, Dave.
I think you should try and work on less sleep every year from now on. When you choose your theme.
What's that?
Go to bed, Dave.
Go take a nap.
No.
I want to hear the others.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, then should we go to our first timer?
Yeah, our brand new girl, our virgin member.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but.
Of this.
Okay, you don't know that. Okay, yeah,
our
you
traffic
do.
Reporter, Leslie Kiling. Here
and
to her, tell
theme
us her theme
and her picks.
So I found an entity who knows even less about this than I do.
Your
and
cat.
And that was the cat. And mind you, cats aren't known for their focus, so getting through the first round was hard enough. And then she left, and she wasn't going to play this game anymore. So I had to, adopt a cat's eye view for the rest of the pick. So,
all right.
In the Midwest Division, we ended up, obviously, down to the Cardinals because I was even stretching it with Trojans and horses and, and all that. The really tough matchup.
Which team? Which team is the Cardinals?
That would be Louisville.
Oh, the number one seed. Okay.
I can't help that initially treats were used, and I might have held one out a little farther than the other. And then in the Western Division, that was really tough because at one point we ended up with Missouri and Memphis, both of which are the Tigers. So we just flipped a coin, and Missouri won.
Okay, number three.
In the Eastern Division, we finally ended up with Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, a number one seed. How'd that happen?
Because they're Panthers. And cats love Panthers.
All right.
And unfortunately, in the Southern Division, things got really bad because you had Tar Heels and Illini and Sun Devils, and cats don't care about any of those. But eventually, we settled on the Butler Bulldogs.
Oh, they would like to harass them.
Exactly.
All right. Butler is, this is a risk for you because it's a number nine seed.
That's just how it worked out.
Just worked out. So, like us, Leslie chose theme over surety, and we admire you for that.
Thank
you. Okay. Well, we have
that
a couple more to go.
Yeah, for the 14th or 15th year doing our annual NCAA Final Four picks, usually based on a theme. Dave Ennett has checked in from an undisclosed location and has decided to stick around for the remaining guesses. Dave's theme was economic downturn.
And well executed.
Yes. Leslie's was Animal Planet, also very well executed. And now we go to Judy's, which apparently has a musical theme.
My theme is musical and sexist. Will you please play the music, Kathy?
Hold on a second.
I know I never told you how much I depend on you. At my weakest moment.
The name of this song is
You Were Strong and Pulled Me.
The Woman Behind the Man.
You've been standing
this
in
is
the
Toby Keith. Okay, we're going to play the whole thing. Just could you wait till we listen to the words and then just wait till the chorus comes up.
Step aside. Let me take this ride. Something I can't do. You're not the woman behind the man. You are the reason I am who I am. You've always been my guiding light, leading the way through love and
light. Okay, can you take it out now, Kathy?
Okay.
Not a showstopper.
And not a moment too soon. The theme of that song, as you could well understand, is that you're not it's not just being the woman behind the man, you're actually leading the man. And it is for that reason that all of my picks were based on the NCAA brackets for the women. That's what I went ahead and did. So I chose, for instance, in the East, I picked Duke, which was the number one seed. In the women's, their divisions aren't exactly the same, but number two in the East. In the South Division, I picked the number one woman seed, which is Oklahoma in the men's division, and that's happily number two.
She should be getting grief here. She's picking top seeds.
I can't help it if the women at schools nurture a good team in the men's division.
Dave, do they believe it when we say that?
Well, not exactly, no.
No, okay. Go ahead.
Oddly, in the West Division, the number one team for the women in the comparable division is Connecticut.
Imagine.
And in...
Wait a minute. In the women's division, if you're going on the women's brackets, aren't there women's teams that are like 9 seeds or 12 seeds?
They are, but I'm picking their best ones and seeing if they correspond to any of the best ones in the men. Now, they don't always. I picked the number three seed in the Midwest women's team. That's Louisville. And that's what I did.
I just made a correlation between the women's teams and
the men's teams.
I think, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Louisville the overall number one choice in the men this year?
That would be correct.
Right.
Well, they're only number three for the women, but I think they're Southern, and so they don't push as hard. And that's what I did.
All right, then.
I made sexist choices.
All right. Beth, does Beth want to jump in here?
I can tell that was well received.
Yeah, that was good. It was just a long way to go, but it was our first musical theme,
yes,
I think
it was.
All right, producer Beth, yes.
I did celebrity baby names.
So the Arizona Apple?
There's got to be a Villanova in here.
So I did, in the Midwest, I did Wake Forest because they're the Deacons, which is Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe's son's name.
Okay.
And then in the West, I did go to Mizzou, so of course I had to pick Missouri, which is Missouri Cruz.
Very nice.
Thank you. In the East, I went with Duke because did you know that Diane Keating's son's name is Duke? Duke Keating, represent. And then in the South, wonderful Nicolas Cage named his child Kal-El-Illinois. So I picked Illinois. Kal-El.
Ah, K-A-L-E-L.
Right, okay. So I went with Illinois.
Very nice.
Years of reading Perez Hilton have finally paid off.
That's right.
So it's a celebrity baby theme.
That's it.
Baby names. Very nice. Mine's real quick. I'll do mine, and then we'll take a little break and come back and wrap it all up with Steve Bertrand.
All right.
Mine is schools that sound like the guys on your bowling team. Bob Morris. Here's Cornell. Here's Duke. And there's Steve Austin. Those are the guys on my bowling team.
Is there a school named Steve Austin?
Stephen Austin.
Oh, wow.
And Robert Morris. Is that our Robert Morris, Dave? Is that like Robert Morris?
No, there is another one. That's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. But not related? They both have the same... Are they named after the same guy, or are they named after two different Robert Morrises?
I think they're named after the same Robert Morris. But
just different schools.
I think so.
One could be a college and one a university.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. Did I interrupt your nap there?
No, okay. I'm with you. I'm enjoying every moment of this.
He's waking up from the song.
Yeah. Well, you're the one.
All right, Steve.
In the
Sylvester
East,
and Tweety.
One of the Sylvesters. We go with the Pitt Panthers. In the South, the LSU Tigers.
The delivery is all. The delivery is really
yes,
good.
Yes, it is.
Sylvester.
Yes.
In Memphis, the Tigers in the West. And then the Putty Cat is the Kansas Jayhawks in the Midwest.
Oh, wait a minute. A Jayhawk's not a cat.
Oh, that's
the Tweet. Oh, that's the Tweety bird.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we got three cats and a bird.
Well, that's kind of clever, Steve.
For you. So,
what are they all like? What are their seeds? Like ones and twos?
Not all of them.
Okay.
No,
what's your biggest risk?
I had to reach for LSU. I don't know what they are. But.
Okay. I think Leslie may have taken the biggest risk with her number 9 team.
I had a 15.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a Bob Morris?
I almost had a 4.
Almost.
Yeah. I have a 14. I've got Cornell. So I'm, Les and I. We risk takers. We libertarian risk takers.
We're all about, entertaining.
That's right.
It's about you. We do this for you.
Break up the sisterhood.
Wait, I played the song for you, but you didn't like it. I spent 99 cents for that song.
Did you really?
You overspent.
All right. Well, Dave Annett, thanks for interrupting your nap to come and join us this morning.
Really.
Okay. And Leslie, first time, very nice job.
Totally pulled it off.
Right.
I know you
Steve,
think.
Steve, far better than Japanese anime.
And as far as you're concerned,
yes.
My theme was about the way my quiz went. Not that great.